This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes, and if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
I will confess, this is a word I've never tried to pronounce out loud.
I actually have, if only because I have Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking, and she has some potages in there.
Oh, yes. And folks, if you don't know what a potage is, we realize we should definitely be explaining the episode titles as we go. So we'll start with this one. A potage is a category of thick soup, stew, or porridge in which meat and vegetables are boiled together with water until they form a thick mush, which is appropriate for this episode, right? Because it's all about things are getting muddy and murky and everybody's trying to manipulate. Like, nobody's telling the truth in this episode.
Okay, see, that's so interesting that you were gravitating towards that. I was gravitating towards the fact that this is the first episode title where it's an actual, like, item of food and not, like, a course or, like, a name for an appetizer, you know, like an amuse-bouche.
Right.
A potage was also what they would call a peasant stew, because all the ingredients were things that were readily available to French peasants.
Right. Yes. It's one of those, whatever you've got in the fridge, dump it in a pot and just cook it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But we've got David Slade returning behind the camera for this one.
We do, yes. And of course, we also have Brian Fuller working on the teleplay, as well as Chris Brancato, who I was delighted to learn wrote Species 2. Don't hold it against him. As well as David Fury, who you and I will know from writing many, many episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I saw his name. And okay, this is like the big piece of trivia that I have for this episode, because they weren't sure if they wanted to have Abigail Hobbs, you know, be a complicit in her father's crimes, and it was Fury who suggested to them, Fury was kind of like, well, no one's going to believe that she had anything to do with this, and Fuller goes, but what if she did?
I love it. It's so maniacal. But also, I'm fully in Fury's corner. Like, until this episode airs, I thought that she was just a victim. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. This is an episode that does not perform as well as the last episode. You can already start to see the numbers drop in terms of real time and even delayed viewing. But I feel like this, to me, is such a representative episode of Hannibal. We don't need a serial killer of the week. It doesn't have to be procedural. It can be so richly character focused. And, you know, we talked last episode about how much we fucking love Casey Rawl in this role. Mm-hmm. And this is a shining spotlight for Abigail Hobbs.